Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, free some up. Lazarus on the track. Faith Walk on the track. Prince Redeem in the building. EMG Warfield. Realer than ever. I'm standing on the rock, I make the sound living water. I came out anointed like Jesus from the slaughter. I didn't touch no daughter, never hurt nobody. Now I spit the holy word, blow on Kamikaze. Threw me to the wolf, the cell door, it was locked, boy. Led out by angels, faith walker on your block, boy. Thriller, demon killer, gorilla, make them feel ya. Jesus is my healer, hope dealer, case of pillar. Who's realer when you read a book full of testimony? Been to heaven, been to hell, been to earth. Homie, God approve, my heart is due. Once you go and tell the news, crush the head of the serpent, prosthetically he lose. I'm a fivefold, living soul, bringing heat to the ghost. Church folks talked about me, meanwhile faith grown. The spirit of Joseph, they couldn't cage him up. Lazarus wasn't dead, why Jesus raised him up?
Yo, this is Big Dre. I'm in B-Town. I listen to Faith Walker, EMG.
Faith Walker, I'm done. The only one is the fun.
Y'all clowns are faster than just big talkers. Show 'em what it really means to be a Faith Walker.
Checking out my homie, Faith Walker, on what
the kingdom for
the dead got for proving. Hey, this is Rod D, CEO of Walkville Records, and I stay tuned in to EMG Radio listening to my boy Faith Walker.
Yo, yo, peace, God's people. This is Mr. Mayberry checking in, representing Texas. And every Sunday night at 9 p.m., I'm listening to Faith Walker, the Labyrinth, on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Yeah.
This is for Tashawn Billy Allen, and while releasing my thoughts to paper, I listen to Faith Walker the Lazarus on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program, EMG Radio.
It's your boy DJ Young Hope. You know what I do on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock? I listen to Faith Walker in the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Hit me up on Facebook, Young Hope. Twitter, Young Hope 503. And remember, there is always hope for your situation. Yeah.
Hi, this is Prophetess Lynn Hanaya, a.k.a. Doctor of Intimacy. When I'm not worshiping in the beauty of holiness, I'm listening to EMG Radio Kingdom Voices Gospel Program, sponsored by Nathan on the Spot. You ought to listen too.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program, where we preview the very best in gospel music. I'm your host, the Lazarus, Minister Faith Walker. Hold it down, EMG Radio, sponsored by Nathan on the Spot. We bring to you the very best in gospel music, nationally, regionally, and locally. So for the next few minutes, you're going to pretend to take a ride on our gospel mix, worldwide famous gospel mix, coming to you live on the ones and twos. So now just kick back and our guests are in the building. We're going to rock out in a few minutes. So just kick back. I'll be right back. EMG Radio.
We be the blessed. We the blessed. That's true. Since we the blessed, then you the blessed too. We be the blessed. We the blessed. That's true. Since we the blessed, then you the blessed too.
Came and changed my way.
if I had the pleasure of bringing out Christ. This is just how I would do it. It ain't got to be the way you do it. You might not think it's just right, but this is how I would do it.
Behold, he is coming, breaking skies at the east, riding on the clouds, unannounced like a thief. The chosen in his hands, redeemed from the streets. According to Revelation 3, verse 3, revelatory knowledge, holy instrumental, his spirit inside, his fire been rekindled. Can't jump seven candlesticks if you're nimble. Since he overcame made pillars in the temple, his name on my hand, like an inscription, flowing through John eyes, revelatory vision, Lamb on Mount Zion. Book of life is written, new earth falling like a grown man tripping. Walk in unity, the word is the first truth. New Jerusalem, come and make the earth new. Putting on the sun, dropping off this earth suit. Redeemed among man, revelation reveals his first truth.
But God joined the council, let no man put us under. His thoughts was one with his word, became thunder. The revelations of God, the spirit man hungers. Living word on the horse and everybody to recover. The great tribulation, everybody gonna wonder. Rappers miss the rapture in the horn of the thunder. Who can you run to when it's brother versus brother? The book of Revelation revealed by the Son of Thunder. I was in the...
Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome, everybody, to the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. I am your host, Minister Faith Walker, a.k.a. The Lazarus. On your dial one more again. Let me tell you something. It's been a real press, amen, to get on this radio tonight. I tell you that, man. So we know we got anointed man of God in the building, definitely. So, amen, we're just going to go into a word of prayer. Let's let the Lord have full control, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for this radio broadcast, Lord God. We just thank you for your precious blood, Lord God, that cleanses us from all unrighteousness, Lord God. So right now, Lord God, we just ask for your angels, Lord God, to take authority over everything, Lord God, that's not like you in the realm, Lord God. Lord God, we ask for that your anointing to destroy every yoke, Lord God, every burden, Lord God. Touch everybody who's here by divine assignment, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. And Lord God, we just ask that you quicken the listeners on tonight, Lord God, as they learn about soul ties, Lord God, as they hear the man of God music, Lord God. We just pray that it breaks strongholds, Lord God. And maybe somebody's out there in the trap in the streets right now, Lord God. Those who are listening, Lord God, on their cell phones, iPads, Lord God, laptops, Lord God, wherever they may be on the World Wide Web, Lord God, we just ask that we touch your listeners, Lord God, and you be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Like I said, you are tuned into the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Amen. The number tonight is 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416. Amen. So be sure to check us out tomorrow night on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. We got none other than the prophets in the building, Deshaun Smith and Michelle Smith. Let me tell you something. Let's be clear. They're accurate. They're precise. They'll hit you where it hurts at. Amen. So if you're dealing with some things, amen, if you need a prophetic word, amen, amen. You just make sure you join us back here on tomorrow night. The prophets will be in the building where they display their mantle apostolically, prophetically, evangelistic, pastoral teachers. This is where we deal with the mantles, amen. And on tomorrow night, amen, the prophetic anointing will be in full demonstration, amen. So bless God. We hope that you're able to join us tomorrow night on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program, amen, every Monday night. But now tonight, amen, we're going to go into the scripture reading, then we're going to bring forth the man of God, Mr. Dell, in a second after the scripture reading. Be coming forward, the scripture for tonight, this ain't rehearsed, is Mark chapter 9, verse 37. Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name receives me. Whosoever shall receive me receives not me, but him that sent me. And John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in your name, and he follows not us. And we forbade him because he followed not us. But Jesus said, forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. Amen. It seemed only fit that the Holy Ghost brought that scripture up. Hey, he ain't got to go to your church. Heck, I ain't even got to go to your church. Amen. But we are all in this together for the perfecting of the saints. And so Jesus Christ can be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Now at this time, amen, I bring forth a man of God, amen. I've been listening to his music for quite a while, amen. I think the first time I actually personally heard him, amen, I think it's a CD that I had one time called The Future. Amen. I think he had a song on there, It's Cool, It's All Right, and you know what I'm saying, and he's talking about Romans, the war that goes in me. I used to bump that kind of a lot, amen. But amen, he's an anointed man of God, formerly of 3-6 Mafia, amen. But yeah, he's a kingdom soldier, let's be clear, also a man of God. He got an anointed book called Soul Ties, amen. Amen. I'm excited about this because I'm more excited about the book. You know, understand what I'm saying? Because that book, I'm talking about that book is something serious from what I've been hearing. And we all know about soul ties in the kingdom of God, amen. This man of God going to break this down, amen, officially. So I bring none other than Mr. Dale. Mr. Dale, come forth.
What's going on, brother? Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Man, it's definitely an honor, amen, to be among kingdom laborers, amen. A lot of people know you, amen. A lot of people have heard of your music, amen. But I think in this dispensation, a lot of people may get it twisted, amen. They don't know, amen, that there's a spiritual side of Mr. Dale. They don't actually know that Mr. Dale, amen, could definitely bring you a word from the Lord, let's be clear. Tell them about this book, amen, and just how what the Lord has been dealing with you on in this season.
Well, this book, man, like you said, it's called Soul Ties. It's available right now, Amazon, iTunes, anywhere where you buy e-books, and you can order it from my website, physical copies, MrDale.com. And God gave me the idea for writing this book about 4 years ago. I was dealing with a lot of relationships in my ministry. I'm also a pastor here in Memphis, Tennessee. And I was dealing with a lot of relationship issues. And I saw my generation really not knowing how to go about handling toxic relationships, whether they be from friendships, kinship, or skinships. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to write a book that gave them a systematic, simplistic, step-by-step on how to get out of soul ties, toxic ones, the God way.
Okay, so as we build on this this table that the Lord is obviously setting up about soul ties, why are a lot of people struggling getting free from soul ties?
You say why?
Yeah, why people, like, what is the difficult thing? And let me rephrase that. What is the most difficult thing about being free from a soul tie?
Well, the most difficult thing about being free from one is not knowing how to do it God's way, not knowing how to systematically detangle yourself from a soul tie. That's why it's so important that, the listeners get the book, because for our generation, for the hip-hop generation that loves God and seeking God, we don't really have, prophets for our time. For our parents, we got T.V. Jakes, Creflo Dollar, Bishop, Ivy Hilliard, for that generation. For the generation before that, we had John Osteen, we had your Jim Bakers, we had your Fred Prices. But as you and I are coming up in this generation, I believe God is raising up new prophets for that generation, and we ought to be able to speak the language that the culture and the generation speaks. And I just believe that for our generation that, you need one from among them. You need a concept of someone who speaks the language and able to deliver the message in a language that they understand and that they will get it. And so that's what the book deals with, the step-by-step plan on how to untie and detox yourself from toxic relationships.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Mr. Dale in the building. We're talking about his book, Soul Ties, and we're also going to get into some of his music, but Lord saw fit, amen, to go ahead on into the Soul Ties. All my sisters that's listening in, all my prophets, all my ministry leaders, what's up, how you doing? Trust you had a blessed service on today. We got Mr. Dale in the building, amen. Tennessee definitely in the building, 347-945. 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416. If any of y'all out there, amen, who got questions for this man of God, don't, you know, feel free. He won't bite you, amen. Might give you a word, amen, but he won't bite you, amen. Definitely call in, press 1, amen. All of y'all that's piled up on the web, those of y'all, amen, definitely see you, amen, on the phone line. Definitely, anytime you got any questions for this man of God, he's a pastor, anointed man of God, definitely our kingdom lyricist, amen. So definitely, if you desire to get him in your ministry, your church, definitely push 1 at any time. But what's one of the things, what are the difference of carrying a soul tie between a man and a woman? Is there a difference?
Well, you know what, it's no real difference. Soul tie is a soul tie, but I do believe that there's a difference dealing with the individual. Like I said earlier, you can have a soul tie with family. You can have a soul tie with friends. You can also have soul ties with romantic relationships. So I think it's different degrees to depending on what area of person you're dealing with. So I don't really believe that, you know, there's a difference between a man and a woman. You know, a toxic relationship is a toxic relationship. A toxic soul tie is a toxic soul tie. So, you know, I just believe depending on your situation, you need authentic and accurate anointing and instruction so you can get out of that.
Amen, amen. So how long you been doing music? I know you've been doing music for quite a while, amen. For those who don't know, the first-time callers, first-time listeners, what would you tell them about Mr. Dale and how, about how long you've been doing this?
I've been doing music, man, ever since, you know, a kid. You know, I mean, ever since the age of 3, I was beating on pots and pans and you know, took music classes. So I'm a drummer by nature. And then at the age of, you know, 7 years old, my cousin introduced me to hip hop. So, you know, I've been embraced in the culture and have always wrote poetry. But when I got introduced to hip hop, I saw that hip hop was poetry over music. So I just would convert my poems into, you know, music. But professionally, been in the business, you know, even through high school and making mixtapes. But, you know, I got my big break in 1998, you know, on a compilation called Down South Ballin'. And so since 1998, and then a year later, I ended up signing a record deal with 3-6 Mafia. So, you know, professionally, I've been in it, man, for about 16 years.
Amen. So tell me about Die For You. I know we got Die For You and a couple other joints. Tell us about that Die For You.
That Die For You, man, is just, you know, we took the sample of, you know, Prince, any Prince fans out there, you know, from that. The album and movie Purple Rain, you know, that song I Would Die For You. And you know how sometimes you'll just hear songs and you'll hear, like, the God connotation in it. Like, you'll hear, like, man, this song is supposed to be about God. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not supposed to be. It's not supposed to be about the man singing his love for a woman, but more so, you know, love for his God. So I just, man, basically, man, just did a gag move, you know, and just, you know, made it about God because, you know, that's what Jesus did. He died for us. That's how much he loved us. You know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever believes in him shall never perish, you know, but have everlasting life. So, you know, the Christ already died for us. So that song is just celebrating what Christ did on Calvary.
Amen. Well, we about to get into Die For You. Which project is on? This is the Faith Walk album?
Yeah, this is the latest album out right now. Faith Walker in stores on iTunes right now. If you don't got it, you're slipping. Go get it. Die For You, Mr. Dale, Faith Walker.
Now, ain't that something?
felt like losing myself. I was chasing the dream that was guided by will and affected my health. I was feeding my flesh, drinking no bitter liquor, slowly killing myself. Could you give me a sign to save me from myself? My past is after me, constantly need a prison hell. Or could I be forgiven for this immoral living? 316 surely mentions his love just keep on giving you.
Real balls and these real balls and this real change. I know it's real hard to stay real strong, but there's a real God that feels real pain. I was in the bad spot too, repping for my city like a mascot too. Nigga talking time, the Holy Spirit was calling me, telling me you gotta surrender, baby, cause that's not you. I thought it was for the button, I was loud though. And like a ball thug, I was at the crossroads. Say, Lord, can I really be saved? You said you better believe that you the one that got up on the crossroads. Also, now that you've forgiven, I've forgotten your past. This real talk wouldn't lie to you, it's probably coming as a surprise to you. I love you so much, I would die for you.
Hey, we got a winner with this one, baby. Hey!
So love the world, how could you not believe? He gave his only son, and for your sins he bleed. So I fall on my knees, with my heart I believe. Experience his goodness, that's my heart off my sleeve. Yeah, I'm down for the team, for that I live forever. He sent his son to save it, so no, I never perish. He died to give you life, exit the dark to light. Focus, I won't lose sight, Christ died to give you life.
I'm sorry, ain't none of that happening up here. You know, he bring us from darkness to light. Tell him what that was, Mr. Bell.
That was God for You from the album Faith Walker, available right now in stores right now.
Amen. You heard it here first, man, on here. I know those of y'all who got the album already, that definitely is a banger. Definitely is a banger. I'm all about
appreciate
taking
it,
what the devil meant for harm and turning for good. That's a blessing.
Oh, yes,
we like
sir.
Who produced
yes,
that?
Myself and a young producer that is our record company label, my in-house producer, a young man by the name of Outrageous.
Outrageous. Okay, shout out to Outrageous, amen. Definitely,
yeah.
Definitely. So you do production work too, Andell?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I produce all my albums. My whole career, I've produced all my albums. I'm very hands-on, you know, a lot of, you know, my studying came from 3-6, you know, how I just learned how to have the entrepreneur spirit to be the producer and CEO of your own record company. You know, that's always been a Southern culture, you know what I mean? We've always, you know, made that cool, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, being from Memphis and being from a city of music, and, you know, you just kind of take it on.
Okay, well, we got another caller here on the Gospel, Kingdom Voices Gospel program. 904, you're here on the Kingdom Voices Gospel program.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. God bless you, too. Welcome to the Kingdom Voices Gospel program. You got Mr. Dell on.
Hi, sir. This is Prophetess World calling from Jacksonville, Florida. It's nice to meet you. How are you?
Nice to meet you, too.
I was calling about your book, Soul Ties. I am just started writing a book. It's very similar to the one that you've written, Soul Ties. The name of my book is called Through the Eyes of a Prophet, and it's about two prophets that God has yoked together, and they pretty much just came out of nowhere. Neither one was looking for the other, you know, and they came into each other's lives, and you know, they're having obstacles, you know, that they're having to overcome. But my question to you is, what gave you the inspiration to write Soul Ties, and how long did it take you to actually complete the book from beginning to end? And I know this is like three questions. And then the third one is, what kind of inspiration can you give me? Because the person that I'm writing the book with, we're going to be writing the book together as prophets and as, you know, two people that the Lord has yoked together and telling our story.
Sure. Well, initially, the inspiration came from my life. As far as, you know, like I said in the book, I deal with three major relationships that usually deal with toxic relationships, and those are, in the book, I describe them as friendships, kinship, and skinship. And so, you know, starting first with family, I grew up in a single-parent home, abusive home, and, you know, I had to deal with toxic soul ties from that level. And then graduating from getting kicked out of my mother's house and, you know, being in a gang and running with a bunch of street cats, you know, with shady, you know, you deal with a lot of betrayal in the streets, and that can, you know, kind of corrupt your soul. And those are, you know, you have soul ties through friends. And of course, you know, being in the road and being on the streets and dealing with different relationships as far as romantic relationships, then you have soul ties there. And I just looked over the history of my life and just saw where all that toxicity really was corrupting me as a person. And so once I got saved, you know, a part of my ministry, one of my monikers and my mission as a man of God is a hope healer. You know, it's my job to service my generation and my culture with kingdom material that will help disciple, evangelize, educate, and empower our people. So, you know, God had always told me that I was going to write, you know, a book, you know, at some point. And he was dealing with me with it for 4 years because it was my first book and I had writer's block. And it wasn't until I ended up meeting my father a year prior, a year ago, that I was able to finish the book. So when I finally got down to writing the book, I think the inspiration was God given through me meeting my father, because that was the final chapter for me to fully complete ministering to people on that, because now I had that wholeness of me meeting my father. So when I actually sat down to pen the book, it took about a month for me to write it, because it's only, you know, it's less than 100 pages. So, and I did it like that intentionally. I wanted it to be a short read. I wanted people to get it in its simplest form. And I'm going to break it up in volumes. So it'll be a volume 2 and a volume 3 coming soon. So it took me about a month. And I basically approached it like a job. You know, I allotted like 2 to 3 hours a day to strictly work on the book. And it became my job. You know, I blocked out that time, and I just, you know, allow Holy Spirit to be my ghost rider. You know what I'm saying? The Holy Ghost to be a ghost rider and just, you know, minister to the people through my past experience, through my relationship with God and through the Word of God. And that's how I was able to bring soul ties to the world.
Okay, okay. Well, Prophetess, we definitely thank you for calling in to the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Amen. Thank you for calling.
Amen. Thank you for having me.
All right. Amen. Amen. 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. We have Mr. Dell in the building. Amen. Author of Soul Ties. We also are getting into some songs off his album, Faith Walk. Amen. I should have had a couple of the classics. Amen. Up here. Amen. I should have had some of the Future. Amen. The Hope Dealer, all of that. You know, amen. You know, I'd love to get into many of those projects. Amen. But we bless God for the man of God taking time out of his busy schedule to be here on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Now, the question I want to ask him, amen, since all my ministry leaders are calling, amen, how you get into pastoring, man? I mean, we knew it was in you, but tell me what that transition was. I mean, because I just discerned that God was really dealing with you on that ministry.
Oh, yeah, he was, man. You know, God tricked me with that one, man. It was like, you know, when I got saved, I felt like it was all going to be just a career move, like it was going to be a turning of me just no longer doing music with 3-6, but doing music that would, you know, stimulate the kingdom, stimulate, you know, Christ, you know, through my generation. But as I begin my going, you know, and my being obedient in that matter, God, you know, sometimes God doesn't always reveal the whole picture at once, you know, because we can't handle it, you know. So as I was going and doing music ministry, I began to, you know, minister. And really, to be honest, man, my mother, you know, had always told me that that was in me, that I was going to be a preacher. And I never really, you know, believed in that or never really bought into that fact. And there were different people, you know, at churches that would prophesy to me and say that I was going to be, you know, a preacher and things like that. But I just never really accepted it. But it was only after I found God and began to work in music that God began to deal with me on ministry. And then once I accepted that calling and those instructions, you know, I went to seminary and ended up starting a college ministry. And from that college ministry, I birthed my now church, City of Refuge.
Wow. Man, that's a blessing, man. We're going to talk a little bit more about the ministry of the man, Mr. Dell, man. Tell me about God Remix.
My God Remix, man, is like I'm known for the bangers. You know, I'm known for that down south, you know, just smack the devil upside the head type, getting crunk for Christ, you know, rowdiness. So my God is just another anthem. You know, I think throughout my career, you can go back and just hear the anthems that I'm known for. So my God is just an anthem, man, just lifting up the name of God. I feel like there's a big spirit going on in our generation where, you know, this Illuminati thing and the spirit of the enemy is really pushing his agenda in the earth. And I feel like, you know, it's our job, men like me and you, with your radio show and your ministry and things that you are doing, and myself and Ken Jones and Andalay and you know, all these Reach and all these other cats that are out here just raising up the bloodstained banner to attack what the enemy is doing and give the use of option. You know, it's not just all the devil. It's not his message that needs to be conveyed over the media. You know what I'm saying? God says before you I place, you know, blessings and curses, life and death. Choose ye this day. So there's a choice. So if God, you know, Satan is, the Bible says that he's the God of this world, but my God is bigger than your God. So there is just a cry to the devil, you know, let him know that the God that we serve is more powerful. And he is the only God, you know what I'm saying? And he's bigger than any other God that anyone would try to worship or any idol God that anyone would put up. So that's what my God Remix is for. And I called on, you know, my brothers Andalay, D-Ma, Breathe Easy, and Ken Jones to help me out on that. You know what I mean?
Amen, amen. Well, we about to get into it, amen. Call a friend, Tell them we got Mr. Dale in the building. We're going everywhere. We're talking about Soul Ties. We're talking about the album Faith Walker. Amen. We're talking about ministry. Amen. So definitely call a friend. Call a friend. Mr. Dale is here on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. And listen, we about to get into that. My God, amen. Quick question, amen. Is it the same? Is the remix to the Oh My God that you had on the Future? I believe.
No. It's a whole different concept. A whole different song concept. Oh My God was just really about the glory of God, where My God is a battle cry to the enemy, you know, saying that our God is supreme.
Wow. I'm going to talk about that revelation too, man. You quicken me there, man of God.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Love it.
Amen. We're going to get into it right now on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. I'm talking about My God.
My God, my God, I'm so hard. My job, mirage on my pod. My squad, be easy under Lacey JD Mob. We squad like National Guards, raise the banner. Devil Guyana, and I can't stand him. I'm ferocious, fly like a locust. My faith is focused on the plan to rep the king on crucifix. The world is sick, the antidote, the remix, go.
My God, my God,
oh my God,
my God, my God,
oh my God,
yeah. My God, my God,
oh my God,
my God,
it's bigger than your God all day, all day, all day, all day, all day, all day, my God is bigger than your God all day, all day, all day, all day, all day, all day, my God is bigger than your God.
Yeah, yeah, ain't no God greater than my God, don't you ever under.
Man, hold up. Let's bring that back. We got to get into this My God again properly. All right, let's go.
My God, my God, I'm so hard. My job, mirage on my pod. My squad, be easy under Lacey JD Mob. We squad like National Guards, raise the banner. Devil Guyana, and I can't stand him. I'm ferocious, fly like a locust. My faith is focused on the plan to rep the king on crucifix. The world is sick, the antidote, the remix, go.
My God, my God,
oh my God,
my God, my God,
oh my God,
yeah. My God, my God,
oh my God,
my God,
it's bigger than your God all day, all day, all day, all day, all day, all day, my God is bigger than your God all day, all day, all day, all day, all day, all day, my God is bigger than your God.
Yeah, yeah, ain't no God greater than my God, don't you ever underestimate the power that he holds in his hand.
Yeah.
Since I'm an heir to my big bro, I'ma show I got authority as I stroll through the land. His plan is to get you to understand.
Yeah.
There can only be one God in command.
One.
Consider everything I'm saying, cause if you don't know nothing else, you gon' know he ain't playing.
Yeah,
could he bet my life in the end, we win, cause it ain't no competition.
None.
Anything that he asked me to do, his word true, he provide provision.
That's right.
Serve another God that'll never happen, cause I got a responsibility to go out and live life.
Right.
Thank God for my invite to the kingdom, to the only living gate, that is Christ.
My God, my God. My God,
oh my God,
my God, my God,
oh my God,
my God,
it's bigger than your God all day, all day, all day, all day, all day, all day, my God is bigger than your God all day, 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 my God is bigger than your God.
Beautiful in the beginning, then it got better, cause every day with the Father was always sweeter than the day before it. And I was fighting to slow it down, Mr. Dale said, struggle to the metal, man, go ahead and flow it. See, I get turned up when I think about the fact that I'm forgiving, the fact that I'm still living, the fact that I ain't the villain that's killing our children, dealing crack outside of the building. Thank you, God. That's grace right there. God ain't just good, that's great right there. Every day this faith I share, some people hate you, think I care. No way, they don't realize no amount of money, no amount of fame, no amount of cause, no amount of blank, no amount of nothing under the sun that compares with the feeling of me being redeemed, my God.
My God, my God,
oh
my God, my God, my God,
oh my God,
my God, my God,
oh my God,
my God,
it's bigger than your God all day, all day, all day, all day, all day, all day, my God is bigger than your God all day, all day, all day, all day, all day, all day, my God is bigger than your God all day.
My God is bigger than your God all day. Go yell this in your college dorm hallway. Choose to serve another God, I ain't trippin'.
We jumping over your guard. Blake Griffin, yeah. Ain't none greater, sir, the creator. Ain't none bigger, drive all your cars, pull all your truckers, call all your girls, call all your oh. Still won't be enough. You need the one. God the Father, God the Holy Ghost, and God the Son. Yeah.
My God, my God,
oh my God.
Simon, rabbi, or monk, but I could quote and apply that Bible, boy, if that's what you want. We can talk about sayings of Confucius, or better yet, that Quran. Your flow Sunni, I go Al-Qaeda on these beats, I'm the bomb. I spit the lit of GD, pray to the east with Pyro. I know some Crips out in Memphis, mess with me, they get with you. To them, them streets is like Jesus, say no to Jesus, I'm true. How could you make a God out of something that's much smaller than you, huh?
My God, my God,
oh my God,
my God, my God,
oh my God,
my God, my God,
oh my God,
my God, my God,
oh my God.
Wow. Hey, that's all I got to say is wow. I don't say that about too many gospel rappers these days. Hey, listen, Dale, listen.
Talk to me, brother, talk to me.
You've been doing this for a while, man. I mean, you've been doing, I've been saved since about 2001. Amen.
Yeah.
I think I caught that Future now. I know a couple albums ago when Mr. Dell was on. That one there, man. That one there quickened me, bro.
Oh, well, man. Well, it's all about growth, man. It's all about growth. What people got to understand, man, is I came into this straight from 3-6. So, the journey, like, y'all have been witnessing the journey, you know what I mean? And one thing about this interview that I definitely want to take the time to say right here, because I am retiring next year from the music end of it, because it'll be 15 years I've been doing it. So what everybody has to understand is, especially church people, you got to watch who you judge. You got to watch who you put your mouth on. The Bible tells us not to judge to begin with, but, church people have this vibe to where they think that they have the right to judge and dictate. And even with some of my former members of the group, it was hard for them to really get saved and walk in this walk, because it was church folk that killed them, bro. You know what I'm saying? So it was only by the grace of God that I was able to have the skin to deal with all the darts that church people were shooting me. It was enough, that I had to deal with death threats in the street. It was a whole other thing for me to come over here and got to fight the devil and fight the kingdom too. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
But I just want to just take this, your platform and this radio show to say this. You never know what a man is going through. And I remember, when I came into it, a lot of people were throwing stones in my music saying that it still sounded like 3-6 or I wasn't knowledgeable or this. But understand, man, I'm a newborn baby. Everybody got to grow. Y'all just witnessed my growth. I was growing before the eyes of the people. So instead of y'all throwing the stones and casting the stones, you should have been praying for me. You should have been pulling me to the side and saying, hey, brother, this is how you do this, or this is, you need to do more of this, or boom, 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 boom. But, that's why I'm glad that we serve God and not man. Because if I was serving man all them years, I would have been gave this up, man. I would have been fell out the race. But I thank God that I kept him focused and my eyes was on him this whole time. And so now when you hear an album like Faith Walk, or when you hear these last two albums I'm about to drop, what you have seen is a boy grow from a man up before God, before your eyes.
Hey, and I definitely agree with you, man. I mean, because I think when I first got up on, your ministry, man, your music ministry, and I used to drop it in there because, getting into the whole gospel rap thing, and I used to drop it in there, and then, people don't know, like 10 years ago, it was very hard doing gospel rap. I mean,
yeah, it was.
You got it good now. But see, people who've been paving the way, like BBJ and just a whole bunch of other folks, man, Cross Movement. I mean, they caught a lot of flack. You caught a lot of flack. You know,
a lot
of artists caught a lot of flack. I mean, that bear that cross, man. Just talk about that briefly, man, because a lot of leaders that are listening in, amen, and a lot of people really don't know about the persecution and being like martyrs every day for this music that the young folks are able to enjoy now.
Man, it was hard. It was hard, you know, and the thing about a trailblazer or the people who break the door down first, usually everybody behind them stumbles over them, and they're forgotten, you know what I'm saying? Like, even when you look at hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? I remember Jay-Z had a line, you know, Jay-Z right now is the epitome. He embodies the hip-hop culture and everything that, you know, it stood for, but he said a line in one of his songs that paid homage and made a lot of sense. He said, I'm overcharging people for what they did to the Cold Crush. See, folks don't even know who the Cold Crush brothers were, but these are the forerunners. These are the people who broke open the doors and had to go through getting, you know, ganked for their royalties and getting songs stolen from them, only for the generation now to be billionaires and billionaires off of this hip-hop. So, you know, when you look at, you know, everybody that's out now that's doing it big, just remember, man, those are people standing on the shoulders of giants, of people that had to go through getting kicked out of churches, getting ridiculed, you know what I'm saying, getting talked about. And you know, and I was one of them, especially because I come from 3-6, you know, and people think that you don't have a right to, you know what I'm saying, become saved.
Yeah.
You know, people think that everybody born saved, but everybody ain't born saved like that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, for someone to just really, you know, just do that, yeah, man, we weathered the storm, man, and I'm very proud of what, you know, my young brothers is out there doing, you know, your Lecrae's and your KD's and your Flames and your Truth, but before any of that, man, this trap, holy hip-hop, this gutter gospel, man, this all, that genre came from me, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't even, when I came into the game in 2000, all the Christian hip-hop sounded like New York stuff. Nobody wasn't doing these down south beats, and
That's right.
What I'm saying. But now you listen. All you got to do is check your history. All you got to do is go back, look at the years on them albums, man. I was doing this before anything. But back then when I was doing it, it sounded too much like the world. Now everybody you listen to, it sound like, you know, some Mr. Dale down south kingdom punk. So, you know, I really just love how it has evolved. And it is now accepted. I mean, we still got a ways to go. The church still don't accept it fully, but we're a lot further than what we were, you know. And so, you know, I just praise God for that. And I'm just glad that God gave me a career for 15 years, you know, to be able to minister and provide a lane for other cats to aspire to do this, use their talent, you know, for God.
Amen, amen. Listen, we got... I think it's my man, gospel rap out of Ohio, St. Woods. Is this St. Woods?
Nah, peace. Am I on?
Oh, this is Mr. Mayberry.
Yeah, this is Mr. Mayberry. What's up, Faith Walker?
Oh, man, listen, we got Mr. Mayberry in the building, man. We just blast off that Going Lamb last week on the Kingdom Voices gospel program. We got Mayberry in the building.
Man, I appreciate it, man. I wanted to call in, man, because I wanted to, first of all, you know, let Mr. Dale know, man, I'm all the way behind you, bro. You know, when God speaks, when God moves, man, a lot of times things happen that we never could conceive, man. So I want to thank you, bro, for letting God use you, man, and letting
God
speak through you. You dig what I'm saying? I'm a up and coming a gospel rapper myself, bro, but to be honest with you, I've evolved also, you know what I'm saying? And so I could definitely dig the fact, man, that, I mean, because you, if people really look at it, you were there. You're on, you know what I mean? If it's just all about, you know, about Mr. Dale, then you were already there. But for you to be able to step back and let God into you and use you for the sake of his kingdom and for his people, you know, I commend you, brother. I ask you to continue to keep it moving, man. Continue to keep jamming And you're right, bro. You know, we've come a long way, because when I used to listen to gospel rap, man, it didn't move me. You dig what I'm saying? But, you know, even the Bible says, man, every ear shall hear, man, every tongue shall confess. So God created all of us different, so he's going to use different people to reach and relate to different people. You dig what I'm saying? And so continue to let him use you, bro, and I'm going to do the same, man. And I just called in to encourage you and to thank God, let you know I thank God for you, man, and ask you to keep it moving, bro.
Hey, brother, I appreciate it. I will do, man. Salute.
Salute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lines are flooded right now here on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Amen. You know, it look like Dale got everybody out here tonight. Amen. Showing love. We got artists calling in. Definitely. We got another artist. Got another artist calling in. I'm talking about Mr. Quality of Life himself. He was just with Canton Jones last night, man. Him and Canton was together last night. I'm talking about Darren Deke, definitely in the building. Mr. Christian Walk himself, Darren Deke.
God bless. How's everyone doing? God bless. How's everyone doing?
Oh,
bless,
everyone's
brother.
Good.
Yo,
you're live with Mr. Dale. You got Mr. Dale on. Darren Deke.
Dale, God bless you, sir. 15 years, bro. You are a legend in the making. Yo, you doing your thing. I'm loving you, bro. You have blazed a trail for all those who are, you know, just trying to do kingdom business. And I'm loving you, bro. I'm being sincere and everything like that, you know.
I hear it in your heart, brother. Thank you. I appreciate it.
For real. No, I love you. Love your work. And I appreciate everything that you're doing. You know, you're opening up doors. You have opened up doors for all the Christian rappers and artists, you know that are trying to do kingdom business. Man, you know, you're a great artist. You're doing great things, and I love you for everything that you're doing, man. You know,
thank you, brother.
I just can't even speak the words, man. I'm just so privileged and honored to just be talking to you right now. You know, and me and Canton, we politicked last night. We did his thing. He did his thing, and we did our thing. And last night, and it was a beautiful thing. You know, it was a beautiful thing. Great reception. Everything was beautiful. But you, bro, you are the one. You are
praise
the one.
God. Praise
you
God.
Are the one. You are the one. So
praise
I just want
God,
to bro. You know, once again, man, just keep doing what you're doing. Keep driving. Keep pushing, and keep doing it for the kingdom, man. You know, I love what you're doing. I I'm with you. I'm behind you.
Thank you so much,
Deke,
brother.
Man, we got love for you here on the Kingdom Voice of Gospel program. Where people can find your info at, your YouTube, your videos, all of that. And shout out to Mayberry, man. I totally forgot, man, slacking on my job, amen, for your project as well.
Right.
I mean, definitely check out
right.
Mr. Mayberry project coming out with Capital Music Group, amen. They definitely checking for him. Got that Lamb, the Christ Rider, amen. All of those joints coming out soon. Check out for Mr. Mayberry, amen. But go ahead, Darren Deke, right now.
Yeah, you can hook up Darren Deke at DarrenDeke@yahoo.com or DarrenDeke@gmail.com or on Darren Deke on Facebook. But you can hit me up on DarrenDeke.com once again. And the YouTube video, just type in Darren Deke and you can watch the video, Christian Walk. But I ask everybody to support the video and support the ministry. You know, download the video, you know, and things of that nature. God bless everyone. You know, Mr. Dale, keep doing what you're doing, bro. You know, I love what you're doing, man.
Thank you, Dan. Hey, brother. And I speak nothing but blessings on your career and on what you're doing. And I know one day we will cross paths, put my arms around you, baby, and give you some love. But from the bottom of my heart,
right,
I appreciate that.
I know that's right. Yo, do me a favor. When you get a chance, you know, you go to YouTube and type in Darren Deke and you can check this video out and hit me up, bro. You know, we need to do some things together, man. Seriously.
I'm with it, D.
You know,
let's
be.
Let's be.
I love to do something with a legend.
Well, let's be, bro. Let's be.
That's Darren Deke, ladies and gentlemen. Quality of life in the building. Shout out, amen, to Rob. What's going on, Rob? Amen. Darren Deke, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Yeah, man, we flooded here. Amen. Everybody trying to get at Dell. We see you callers. Amen. 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Amen. Like I said at the top of the show, we're definitely going to have the prophets in the building on the mantle of God tomorrow night. We're going to have prophets. Amen. Deshaun. Amen. Smith and Michelle Smith are on fire for Christ Ministries. They will be in the building tomorrow on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. In case you don't know, if you can say you're an apostle, you say you're a prophet, my God, we'll put you on the spot, and your mantle got to demonstrate with full authority and authenticity. Amen. So this is where the people of God get to hear about your ministry, and if you say you're an apostle, okay, well, what's your mission? What's your vision? What's your assignment? Who God sent you to? You know, we ask the questions by the anointing. And if God sent you, you should have no problems demonstrating your mantle, because Elijah didn't. Hallelujah. Paul didn't. Peter didn't. So, you know, that's how we keep it going here on EMG Radio. Kingdom broadcast is all day of the week, amen. But now it's about, amen, our brother, amen, Mr. Dell in the building. We're talking about the faith walk. We're also talking about, amen, we're talking about his book, Soul Ties, amen. For y'all just tuning in, he was building on that Soul Ties, amen. I know my sisters out there, you're dealing with Soul Ties, amen. I know my brothers, amen, that you're trying to detox, amen. Speaking of detox, how do you detox, amen? What's a successful detox?
You know what, man? I'm going to deal with one of the formulas that I give. I give, you know, several formulas in the book on how to do it. You know, it's a very strategic system that God gave me on how to do it, but I will deal with one. And one formula is to forgive, forget, and faith it. Forgive, forget, and faith it. Let's start first with forgive. Let's start first with forgive. In order for you to truly even be heard by God, you got to forgive the people that have wronged you. You got to forgive the people that have made it to where you have this toxic feeling and bitterness toward the people who have crushed you. And in order to do that, when you forgive people, God will anoint you to forget it, because the reason why we carry unforgiveness and bitterness, because it's constantly on our minds. We constantly play it over and over again. And the Bible says, whatsoever man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if the memory of the offense is on my mind, I'm going to continue in unforgiveness. I'm going to continue in bitterness. I'm going to continue in toxicity if I don't allow God to spiritually allow the Holy Spirit to clean me out, and I forgive and forget that thing. And then in order to stay in my deliverance, I got to faith it. I got to faith it, brother. I got the Bible says that anything is possible through faith. So when I walk in faith, I'm walking in faith saying I will no longer return to the place that I was in when I got in this toxic relationship. And every day I intentionally pray a prayer. I intentionally obey the word of God so I can stay in my deliverance. So that's just one formula that I deal with in the book. Like I said, you can get it anywhere where they buy ebooks online, iTunes, Amazon, or you can order from MrDell.com.
Okay, amen. Listen, we got a few more minutes with Mr. Dell, amen. I know a lot of people trying to get at him, amen. Definitely. We're going to talk about the next song we're about to preview. What's up with that Forgot to Forgive?
And you know what? There it is. That's a good segue into what I just said. Good segue. I did it with my brother, you know, D earlier, my brother that just called in, Darren. That's his name, Darren D, right?
Yeah, Darren D, Quality of Life, yeah.
Yes, sir. Darren D, you know, my brother Ken Jones. That has been like the Paul to my Timothy. That has been my partner in the kingdom ever since I came into the game. You know, we got our record deals together. We ministered together for the past 12 years. So, you know, Canton is on every one of my albums. I'm on every one of his. So, you know, he got on this phone with me because we wanted to minister from a place where sometimes we can be so caught up in us being hurt that we forget to forgive. And this message, you know, this song deals with, you know, what I went through with my parents and how I carried remorse of not forgiving them. And I also want to just drop the bomb right here on the show before we run out of time. The next album will be Hope Dealer Part 2 coming soon.
Get out
coming
of here.
Oh, yeah, brother, I got to do it again. Everybody's saying that's my classic, so I got to get the people one more one before I leave out of here. So Hope Dealer 2, y'all, June 17th.
Ooh.
I'm gonna let you know where all this gutter gospel and trap rap came from, baby. Hope Dealer 2, this is where it all started. 2007 Hope Dealer album. You know, they came after, you know, I'm giving it to them again, baby. The album that brought you My God, Oh My God, You Can Do It Too, the H, the O, the L, the Y, all of that, baby. We bringing that same energy back on HD2, the re-up.
Wow. Wow, that's major. Y'all heard it here first on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. The next album from Mr. Dell will be the classic. I mean, he's going in once again. Hope
the
Dealer
sequel,
2.
Baby.
The sequel.
The sequel.
Man, Hope Dealer 2, June. How far you got on the album?
Man, look, we halfway done with the album right now. I'm waiting on a couple of features. I ain't going to say no names, but you know how, you know, the last Hope Dealer was. I was the first one to bring a secular artist, you know, Fabo from D4L when Snap Rap was out and it was popular.
Right.
Like, we got him in the studio, prayed for him, you understand? So we taking it back to the original formula. We going to have some Hope Dealers on there. Some features on there, you know what I'm saying? So just stay tuned, baby. It's coming soon.
Ooh.
Ain't no telling who's going to be on there. Ain't no telling.
Hey, man, that's a blessing there, bro. That's a blessing there. We about to get in that Forgot to Forgive here, amen. Shout out to Ken Jones, and also special shout out, amen, St. Woods. Thanks, Darren Deke, for calling. Mr. Mayberry and all the gospel artists who are tuning in to, listening in, amen. We got Mr. Dell in the building, amen. Major announcement just happened, amen. I know everybody's mouth just hit the flow just now, amen. Like, what? Hope Dealer?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, he got everybody going back in the lab now.
The re-up.
The re-up.
The re-up.
Oh,
gotta get that work again, baby.
Ooh.
All my street cats know what kind of talk that is.
yeah, that's that. Hey, more souls. Hey, second time around, more souls than the first, huh?
Come on now. Got it.
Man,
new product on the street, baby.
Ooh. New revelation.
Come on, man. New anointing.
Ah, man. See, you about to start something, Dale. Let's rock out to this Forgot to Forgive. Amen. We come back and build on that. Amen. We got Mr. Dell in the building on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Pro.
Life like I ain't got no act right. Nah, a sunny day depreciates when you love the night. Little boy depressed, cause my mama stressed. I ain't got nothing to lose, so I guess. Yes, I'm running with a clique full of crips. I'm sneaking out the house, I'm glad it's night like the pits. Anything to escape this nonsense. Got a chip on my shoulder cause the boulder's on my conscience. When I'm struggling to live, remember my past, I keep forgetting to forgive. Even if you don't forgive me,
was brought up by the drug dealers, until my mama decided to get a little bigger. But I figured he ain't mine, at least he took the time till he stopped eating my mama too much of that wine. From time to time, he beat me like a grown man. 13, having thoughts of a murder plan. Gotta protect my brother, but what about my mother? I blame her for it, man, but I still love her.
Even inquire before any understanding of who's wrong or right. I wanna let this go and I don't wanna fight. I just wanna say I decided recently to love and forgive you of anything you did to me. And if you didn't do what I was thinking in my mind, then please won't you forgive me. I'm human, I'm trying.
Product of my environment. 19, left Kojic for 3-6. Know this, I was nothing but a misfit. Repeat the cycle of the drama, left my soul sick. I did the same thing,
what?
To my main thing,
man.
You become what you hate, ain't that kind of strange?
Yep.
Never forget all the wrong that I did. So I'm sorry, I'm just trying to live. I forgot to forgive.
I listened to your first album, man, and that kind of like that did it for me right there. that did it for me.
Yeah.
And then, you know what?
Yeah.
I didn't even know about Mr. Dale was in 3-6, none of that. I just picked it up because I saw a brother had a chain on with a cross on the front. I'm like, whoa, you know, because during that year, it was weird for you to see that on the album cover and in Christian rap. It was because Christian rap wasn't in Walmarts like that back then. See, you know, now you see Lecrae and everybody in Walmarts and all of that stuff. But back then, it was like, huh? Let me get this.
Right,
you know, I just got
right,
saved,
right.
And, you know, just getting back right. And I said, well, hold on, let me get
yeah.
this. And I popped
well,
it in, and it's like.
What was the criticizing you would get from listening to
it? Well, the criticizing I was getting is like, man, that's too hard. I mean, like, that, they show that's God? I mean, you know, they show that's
yeah,
God?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you was repping that Holy Sabbath. You're like, we not on that Holy Sabbath.
Yeah,
you
man.
Understand?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So they hear
yeah.
that. They were like, you sure you save? Yeah, what are you listening to that for? You know, so
yeah,
I was getting it hard. And, you know, I was getting it hard. And, I, you know, come back to
but
Carolina.
Now, but isn't that a coincidence how that was 10 years ago, but now. That sound is the normal in Holy Hip Hop right now. It's
yeah.
the normal. As a matter
yeah.
of fact, you ain't even tight if you ain't coming like that.
Mm.
Like nobody's even listening to you. Like that's the normal.
Yeah,
you know?
It's normal. Yeah.
Trailblazer, man. Yeah. Trailblazer.
Definitely, we got the trailblazer in the building, Mr. Dale Lines
yeah.
on fire, Web on fire. Okay. Those of you who want to still get in, amen, you still got a few more minutes. We definitely shout out to his booking and his management, amen, definitely for the grace, amen, for allowing Mr. Dale just to rock out with us, amen, on the Kingdom Voices Gospel program. I mean, everybody just came out. You got artists tuning in, amen. You got preachers tuning in, amen. You know, if the word hurt tonight, preacher, just say ouch, ouch. You know, amen, but it's the truth, amen. Mr. Dale, he brought you the word tonight. He brought you some soul tie teaching, amen. And you got some
amen.
Music ministry. So you got multidimensional Mr. Dale in the building, amen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Hey, man, listen, I love this show. I appreciate it. Thank you for reaching out, man. I'm always humbled that, you know, even when you've had a career as long as mine, that people still celebrate you and remember you know, like the future, man. That was where it kicked off, man. And I really enjoyed myself tonight. I really enjoyed this show. You know, I was preaching earlier today on horse. I got my favorite cousin in town, and you know, I'm entertaining her. But you know, definitely this was you know, very enlightening for me and encouraging for me. So I want to salute what you're doing, brother, and just encourage you to keep going, man, and keep this movement alive because we are building. A institution that's going to knock the devil's kingdom down, man. And we need brothers like yourself and all these other brothers calling in that's doing what they're doing. And so, yeah, I'm very honored and humbled by the interview, the whole experience. Thank you. Thank you.
Man, we're going to have you back on here, man. You just made a major announcement. For those of you who are just checking in, we got to let Mr. Dale go in a minute, man, because we done had him too long, amen, because he's a busy man of God. He done preached today and everything like that. So, listen, he just said he going to do the sequel to the classic Hope Dealer, amen. All my YouTube heads, go in there and check it out, amen, and then go to iTunes and buy it. Amen, buy it. Don't get the YouTube snatcher. Oh, you ain't going to ride.
Right.
Don't get the YouTube yeah. snatcher. Amen. You go to iTunes and support the ministry. You faith, why you got to have me? Yeah, you too. Amen. Don't do that. Amen. So support the ministry. Amen. Praise God. So tell us when we can get everything at your emails, your contacts, amen, your management, amen, for those who want to get you in the church. Are you still going to churches? I mean, I know you're busy in ministry.
Yeah, man. Yeah, definitely busy in ministry. But like I said, I'm retiring next year. So, you know, for the Mr. Dale Music Ministry, you got
hold
another
up, hold
year.
Up, Dale. Whoa. You're doing too
that's
many
another
major
interview.
Announcements, man.
That's,
you,
yeah,
you what?
Yeah, brother. I mean, you know, I can't rap forever, you know. Can't rap forever, brother. So it's three more albums, man. When I got saved, I promised God that I would give him, I would tithe my music career. I promised him 10 albums. So Faith Walker was number 7. So there are three more records. I'm going to drop 2 next year. So Hope Dealer would drop this year, Hope Dealer 2. That would make album number 8. And then next year I'm dropping 2 records within the same year. And by the end of 2015, I will, you know, officially be author, speaker, and just really mentoring my label, you know, DMG, Holy South, and my artists that are on that label and bringing them up. You know, shout out to the whole DMG family, by the way, Young Memphis, Murph, D. McGee, you know, Andalay, you know what I'm saying, D. Mob, you know, the whole squad, Rod G. Newman, you know. But, yeah, man, it'll be it. I mean, 10 albums, man, I feel like that's enough. What Christian rapper you know got 10 records?
if you ain't Jay-Z in the secular realm, it just ain't
yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're like a Jay-Z on the Christian side, on the good way,
yeah,
you know, with Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
But definitely shout out to you and your music ministry, man of God. We're definitely going to bring you back on there. Listen, I know you got to go, man, but hold tight. We're going to end this show, man. And let me go ahead and salute
you
off,
I'm
man.
With you.
Amen. Definitely, listen, everybody. This was our program for tonight, man. I know Dell got everybody out here tonight, amen. All my hip-hop heads, amen, Christian rap heads, amen. Even street dudes are tuning in, amen. But that's, hey, he the hope dealer, amen. That's
Salute.
What it is. So we definitely bless
Salute.
God for all the for the hope fiends out there, the hope fiends out there. Definitely, we definitely bless God for you. And make sure you tune into a Bible study on Wednesday. Find yourself in somebody's church on Sunday. Definitely, what's the name of the church where people can go and definitely get a word from Mr. Dale?
Well, definitely,
Pastor
check
Lawrence
me out,
man.
Yeah. Well, no, that's it, Pastor Dale. Check me
okay.
out, MrDale.com, man. MrDale.com is the official website for everything. On there, you got booking information. You got the records. You got the book. You got the label. You got, you know what I'm saying, the podcast where you can hear the messages. So, you know, you got everything on that site, MrDale.com. That's how you holler at me. Mr. Dale on all social networking. You know, MRDEL, that's one L, Facebook, Twitter, the whole nine. I'm all over the place. Google me.
Hey, Dale, you know you named your album after me, Faith Walker.
Hey, yeah, I know that. That's why I had to be a blessed one, you know what I mean? It had to be a blessed one. That's why you loving every song on there, man, because it's named after a great man like you.
Oh, man, stop, man.
Yeah.
It's a story behind my praise, man. I'm going to have to share it with you one day, man. It's a story behind my anointing, man. Hallelujah,
amen,
man.
Amen.
But I'm going to let you, we're going to go ahead and end this show, and I'm going to salute you off air, amen. Definitely, people, that was the Kingdom Voices Gospel program. We thank Mr. Dale. We thank everybody who came out tonight. Like I said, Mantle of God Empowerment Program. We're going to have the prophets in the building tomorrow. We're going to have the prophets, Deshaun Smith, Michelle Smith, on Fire for Christ Ministries. If you need a word for the Lord, you better tell grandmama, tell uncle, drop the bottle, get on the line tomorrow. Amen. I'm talking about tell everybody tomorrow at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It goes down. The prophetic anointing. You know, we're going to ask the realest, hardest, spiritualist questions. Amen. When it pertains to prophets, false prophets, how you're supposed to birth one out, and how do apostle and prophets work together? Can a pastor cover an apostle? Can a, just vice versa. Can a pastor raise a prophet? Or can a prophet go for? We're going to ask all the hard-hitting questions. Amen. Amen. What's the difference when Jesus said that some will prophesy in my name? But we ain't going to go into that right now. I'm saving. Be back here at 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Amen. This has been the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. All right, we're going to end this program like this.
Yeah. Won't feel, you still real. Go with me, man. I'm running this race, seeking his face. God is so good, open up, take a taste. Come go with me. Yeah, faith, I want to ride. Come flow with me. Living water inside, got my eyes to the hills, which come with my help. It started to rain just to drop what I felt. Come go with me, yeah, faith, I wanna ride. Come flow with me, living water inside. Come and follow me, son, write the vision and run. His sheep knows the shepherd glorified, holy one. I'm looking for his wind, Holy Ghost is my friend. Closer than a brother, no time to pretend. Let the gladness begin. Rejoice cause we win. Christ is the circle, he's the one of the ten. I'm shifting new season, the Father me season. Jesus told my days, spoke the word while bleeding. Yahweh, Yahshua, Jehovah made a soldier. Christ has turned the kingdom to the Father when it's over. I walk under open heaven, complete seven. The old wise kid can comprehend and start shedding. A Christ like mine, I'm a light to the blind. A kingdom prophet, grandmama prophet. This is New Jerusalem, no sorrow, no crying. The priest, the king, the lamb, the lion. I'm running this race, seeking his face.
God is so good, open up, take a taste, come go with me. Yeah, faith, I wanna ride, come flow with me. Living water inside, got my eyes to the hills, which come as my help. It started to rain just to drop what I felt, come go with me. Yeah, faith, I wanna ride, come flow with me. Living water inside,
I'm on a pond, they think high, that's the